Miracle work, promise keep, light in the dark. Somebody say, hold on. Look at them and say, hold on. You don't know what you're doing because some of y'all think that it takes the educated phrases that get you over. Some of y'all think that it's the 16 or 17 letter words that get you through. But sometimes you just simply need to have somebody walk up to you, look you dead in the eye and say, hold on. Hold on. Tell somebody, say hold on. And I dare not try to leave out of here tonight without telling y'all what my mama used to tell us when we were nothing but little bitty children, and when our back was showing up against the wall, and we were right smack dab in the center of a storm, and most importantly, some of those so-called friends that had promised my mama that they were going to be with her even until the end, when we got right in the center of our storm, y'all know exactly what happened. They vanished on my mama. But then my mama would look at all of those 15 head of children and say, he may not come exactly when you want him, but he's always on time. Hold on.
Very pleasant good morning to you. It's 13 minutes after the hour. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and that gentleman there, many of you know, that's Mr. Daryl Lester. As we continue, let's go down memory lane. Good morning to you. Me like a rock. Won't you love me like a rock? 16 minutes after the hour. Again, very pleasant good morning to you. We are having church and I'm going down memory lane. You remember the Dixie Hummingbirds? Uh-huh. My mama loved me like a rock. All right. Well, once again, want to thank you for joining us here from the NFI Studios 1 and 2, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. As we continue with the sounds of the late, great Bishop Joe Simons, somebody said, I know that's right.
God created the heavens. when I come to die my soul when I'm saying goodbye. Oh yeah.
Again and again.
God. Stay right there. Stay right there. Come on. Come on. Let's pray. Let's pray. Oh, my. Oh, glory to God. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. 26 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, glory to God. I feel the presence and the power of God's anointing in your home where you are, on your job. I feel the presence here in the studio. I feel the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit just wanting to just fall on somebody this morning because of what they're going through and what they've been dealing with all this week, and the enemy been trying to distract them and trying to dampen their spirit. But in the name of Jesus, I come before the Almighty God, most wise and holy, sovereign God. We thank you, Father, for your love and your kindness. God, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, the one that died and on the cross, the one that rose from the dead. We humbly submit ourselves, God, asking you, God, to forgive us for any sins of commission and omission. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this place. Let those that are hearing this morning, God, let them hear what the Spirit has to say. Open their ears of those that ears are waxed cold and can't hear from you because of the enemy trying to block them and to try to turn them around to go backwards into darkness deeper. But in the name of Jesus, we rebuke that spirit right now and call it out from the north, south, east, and west in the name of Jesus to loose them right now. No longer shall you hold them in bondage. No longer shall you hold them in that time-consuming spirit to cause them to be slothful, to cause them not to walk in the way that Christ has anointed them to walk in. We reverse the curse back to the sender, and we command it now to dry up, and we speak life to those that are listening this morning. We speak healing to those that are listening this morning, that by Jesus Christ they are healed, God. Enlarge their territory, God, removing all of that that's been holding them in bondage, holding them down, and in understanding not to hear what the Spirit has to say. Lord, we ask you, God, that you touch their minds, that they will hear what the Spirit has to say. We ask that you touch their minds, that they more be focused on you and understanding as you speak to them, that they will cause themselves to give you reverence, give you praise, give you the glory, give you the honor, walking, praising, speaking graciously about your grace and your mercy, understanding. Give them an ear to understand what the Spirit has to say. Let them understand, God, that they may receive a discerning spirit to know the Spirit by the Spirit. And when they are around those and in their presence, that they can go beyond what they see of the outward man, that they shall see the inward man of them, whether it's of God and whether it's of the enemy. We counsel every assignment, every attack that the enemy has pre-planned in the name of Jesus to try to cause harm to the families of those this morning. We reverse the curse and we rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus and command it now to loose them right now, to come out of their home. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of their surroundings. Wherever they are, I speak right now to you, Spirit, to loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak life to those this morning. I speak wisdom to those this morning. I speak guidance to those this morning. That where they go, that the Holy Spirit may be also, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, O God, for that person that's lying on their bed of affliction. Have thou way, O Lord, for that person that has been in doubt and been troubled about what they are seeing in the natural, have not understood in the spirit. Lord, let them know, God, that they are more than a conqueror. Let them know that they are the head and not the tail. Let them know that they shall overcome in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would send forth the Holy Ghost that will teach them and guide them. The Comforter shall come in the name of Jesus. Bring all things back to their remembrance, whatsoever they have need of. If they are in need right now of a breakthrough, of a healness to come forth. In the name of Jesus, I pray that every organ will begin to function again. I rebuke that spirit has been trying to hold them down, listening at what the doctor's saying, holding them down to feel doubtless. But in the name of Jesus, they shall feel the presence of your power and your anointing in their presence to remove that that's been holding them back. And their organs will begin to function and rotate properly all over their bodies. We thank you right now for our children. God, we pray for protection over them. We pray for the teachers and instruction of them. Every instructor, every principal, every doctor, every person that's in high position in the church, the pastors, those in leadership, open their eyes that they may see more clear for those that have stepped into leadership and still serving two masters. Lord, we know that you see them and they know whether they're in bondage, held by ungodly spirit of darkness. But Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will quench them, that you will come upon them, God, in the name of Jesus, that will cause them to not rest properly each and every night in the name of Jesus until they repent and come out of the darkness into light. I rebuke you now, spirit. You have no place over them. For we serve a mighty God, and whatsoever we ask in the name of Jesus, we speak it right now. Whatsoever is bound right now on earth shall be loosed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We come against you, Spirit. We see you. We know where you are. You're trying to distract the people to hear what the Spirit has to say. We call you out to come out from among them. Go back to your pit where you belong. We speak in the name of Jesus, a covering to come over them that will embrace them and bring them into all truth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for peace. Thank you for peace, God, that passes all understanding. Thank you for the unity that brings forth love. Let the love come. Let it be spread abroad because it begins in the home. Hallelujah. We gratefully thank you for this day. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Just the other day, I went to the hospital to visit a friend of mine. And when I got to the hospital, I saw an old lady sitting by the bedside of her daughter. Her daughter's body had gone into convulsions from the use of synthetic drugs, and now she lies in a coma. I looked at that woman with tears streaming down my face. I said, Mama, don't give up on God, because God is able to do anything. Then she looked at me with conviction and said these words.
Because I know that he's the only one, yes he is, can take my daughter's sickness away. That's not all he can do. He can turn all of my midnight Jesus come, yes I am.
For I know,
yes I know,
that he is the only one.
Yes he is.
He can take,
he can take
my
daughter's
sickness
away. He can turn my
midnight
in today. I'm going to
wait on Jesus.
It don't take long to wait.
Wait on Jesus.
If you wait on him, yes sir,
saw that mother go down on her knees and stretch her arm across her child. She began to plead the blood of Jesus over her baby girl. She said, Lord, I won't give up on you. I've seen you do too many things in my life. And right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I plead your holy blood over my baby girl. And while that mother was praying, her daughter's arm began to shake. And then she grabbed her mother's hand, and her mother began to say these words.
Wait on Jesus,
for he said,
my
That's a good place to praise him. Peace is the fruit of God's spirit, and you ought to say something. Hug somebody behind you and say, I speak peace. Let there be peace. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. In spite of the circumstances, I speak peace. In spite of the sickness, I speak peace. In spite of the killing, I still peace. Oh,
oh, oh, oh, peace. Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase
fellowship inspired.
I wanna try that one more time.
You know what I want you to do, mama?
What's that?
Tell your daughter. You know what?
Come on, son.
Let's get
closer.
Let's get closer, huh? We are right at the top of the hour. Let's say about 4 minutes after 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Going down memory lane, that's the late, great Tommy Ellison and the Singing Stars. Let's get closer, huh? You know what he's saying, right? You just want to get closer to the Lord, huh? Isn't he that good to you, huh? All right. Well, look, again, we want to thank you so much for catching the wave. Your number one gorgeous and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure on this wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. All right. Want to remind those of you to lock in right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m., to 8 p.m. for the very best in gospel music. And we do have a television broadcast that airs every Saturday out of DeKalb, Georgia. Every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m., 1 hour of the very best in gospel videos. The old, the new, all just for you. And we are so honored to bring it to you every Saturday, 4 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on Channel 25. Now, if you're out of state and you want to check it out, well, you can join us simply live streaming at DEKALB25.com. Again, if you want to live stream us anywhere around the world, simply go to DEKALB25.com. That's DEKALB25.com, and you'll see me hosting right there every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. We had a wonderful time on Saturday, as always, and thank all of you for your comments and your phone calls to let us know that you are catching the wave. And if you want to call us on our broadcast, our 24-hour hotline, you can simply dial 984-733-3977. Again, that number, 984-733-3977. Thanks again for catching the wave. Let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music. Very pleasant. Good morning to you.
There are your town. When they talk about singing, praise the Lord, shouting all around.
Well, after the programs, whenever they're in your town, well, today they have the blind boys, the soul stirs, the bells of travel and the bells of joy. We're going to sing God's praises word for word, and now we present the soul stirs. Oh, Jesus,
gave me water, from the well.
Yes. Now if you want to shout for joy, listen to the blind boy. Oh, I'm a ladies and gentlemen, the Pilgrim Travelers.
I remember when I was a child, sitting on old mother's knee. Mother Bow, oh, Mother Bow, I believe she prayed for me.
While we're singing for joy, let us hear the bells of joy.
Oh, there's a man in my
soul.
Thank
you.
Blind boy, soul stirs, pilgrim traveling to the bells of joy. Now listen to these few little words by the big gay hummingbird.
Troubles in my way,
I'll
cry sometimes. See the good
things,
please find by.
Good old way.
Everybody.
Everybody.
one more time. The good old way. We need to go back to the said this. Wow, we need to go back.
Good old way.
We need to go back.
Good old way.
To the good old way, yeah.
Good old way.
The way we used to have church.
Good old way.
A long, long time ago.
Good old way.
I believe I'm gonna start again, y'all. You know what they were shouting about? They were shouting about the good old way.
Oh, good old way.
And when I looked around, everybody was shouting about the good old way.
Good
God Almighty. I feel all right now.
Ain't no harm.
Yeah, the good old.
As the man, the late, great Mr. Tommy Ellison and the Singing Stars. Talking about the good old ways, 19 minutes after the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I know, I go back and think about in the 70s how it was so peaceful and you didn't hear about all the shooting and all the things that are going on today. Everybody was just enjoying life. I don't know where it shifted, what year it shifted, but it's not like it used to be. I think most of it happened when, you remember, all of the manufactories was operating here in the United States, and there were plenty of jobs. And then something happened. Everybody wanted to start sending and doing all of the business overseas. And I think about that, and, you know, the enemy is like that. And it looks like it's a good thing to do, and knowing that it's not the right thing to do. And sometimes we get in that state where we look to go that way and not going and seeking God about it the right way. And when you seek God about it, he's going to direct your path. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that you'll be in good health. Even as your soul prospers. Somebody said, I'm in good health this morning, and I know in the name of Jesus that by his stripes I'm already healed because I'm covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. All right, well, look, you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network again, going down memory lane, the late, great Mr. Tommy Ellison and those Singing Stars. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music on a wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you again so much for catching the wave.
You, Lord,
take me
around.
a little something there. Say something like, everybody say,
They're under the sound of New Vision Records. That's Georgette Johnson and Company. Georgette Johnson and Company out of Durham, North Carolina, under New Vision Records. And what a powerful song that is. We are right at the bottom of the hour of 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful day as we worship and give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And you know, today is going to be a great day. If you started out and you've already taken time out and just thank God for his grace and his mercy and all that he has done this week in your life. And you know, we are so close to springtime. And many of you, the original day for the first day of spring is March the 20th. So write that on your calendar. March the 20th is the actual date for the first day of spring. Now, I've already heard the birds begin to come out and sing. And do you know animals are very sensitive as well as humans are? The animals are so sensitive that I remember when the virus first came out, I saw a lot of birds flying, and they like they were confused trying to get out, you know, the city. And then I also was listening for birds to listen to them. And, you know, the birds did not come around. And because of this virus that was out, it not only affected humans, but it affected animals as well. And we don't hear about how it affected the animals, but it destroyed many animals as well. And that's something to think about. And then we're trying to figure out why the food is so high, but they don't tell you a lot of the animals didn't make it through the virus, and that causes a lot of diseases over the animals. So that's why a lot of the prices when you go to the grocery stores and then you're trying to say, well, why is it so high? Well, did you think about the way that the virus affected us as humans that affected the animals as well? All right, well, look, I just wanted to drop that nugget on you. Very pleasant, good morning to you. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music. You are catching the wave.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
God, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Turn me, Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
background sing.
Oh, Lord,
oh yeah.
Deliver me.
God, rescue me from myself, from my overthinking.
Deliver me.
If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say,
oh.
He wants to restore your soul. Just say,
deliver me.
Hey, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, I want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Yeah.
I'm going on. That's the sounds of Luther Barnes and the Sunset Jubilees as we continue about 15 minutes before the top of the hour, 10 a.m. Here's the sounds of William Murphy here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Very pleasant. Good morning to you.
Seek justice, that's the command we have to follow. Defend the orphan, that's the assignment of the season. That is the call, and it's upon us all to learn to do good. God wants righteousness and justice. He wants us to stand against all evil and oppression. He wants us to fight. What we know is right, we will obey. We're all tired, hoping and praying. We're so tired of waiting on other people to change. We stand together for justice, and we raise our voices. It's what I want you to say. Even if it's just us, still enough of us. We gon' change the world. We gon' change the world. Listen. Seek purpose. We can't waste another minute. Time is not waiting. We have to see the bigger picture. We're part of the crowd. So we shout it aloud. It's time for a change. We won't weary, we won't tire. We will not relent. Yeah, we lift the master higher. Here we are free. This is what we will be. This is our plea. Yeah. We're so tired of hoping and praying. Even if it's just us, still, say that again, even if it's just us, there's still enough of us. We gon' change the world, yeah. We gon' change the world. I was singing this right in my car, Commissioner. This can't happen again. This can't be how it is. All we want is a win. This is what we gotta do. Everybody say, I need to hear your dream, sinner. We gon' change the world. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Overcome someday. We shall. Everybody to raise it, say,
we shall overcome.
Overcome someday.
heard you, prophet. Today.
We serve a great God who can do great and mighty things in our lives, but we have to let him. There's so much I can do if you only trust me to. A bud becomes a rose, my mysteries unfold. There's so much I can do.
There's nothing too hard for me
if you only believe. Yes.
You only trust in me.
Mountains control the seas.
Give
life eternally. There's so
much I can do.
Oh, I can take the pain. With nothing to gain, yes. Then I'll turn your wrongs into right. By midnight, there's
so much.
Oh, come on and declare, there's so much I can do. If you only trust me to, I'll touch every part of you. I'll feel you through, feel you through and through. So much I can do, for I am God. Oh, my creator of heaven and all the earth. Declare with me, for I am creator of heaven and all the earth, ruler of land. I control the sea. I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm just that kind of friend. I am. If you just let me, there's so much I can do. So much.
So much.
Oh, some of you are witnesses and can declare there's
so much.
I'm the same God that turned water into wine. Yes. Gave sight to the blind. And that's not all. There's so much. God that was with the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. Yes, I was. I was with Daniel in the lion's den. So there's so much I can do. I met the woman at the well one day. Even the leper has a story to tell. I even move mountains. I send my son to the cross. Oh no, no weapon armed. He hung there at Calvary so that you can be free. 3 days later, I got him up again. Cares on me, and I'll set you free.
There's so much,
so much,
so much.
This song is for anybody who's ever faced a challenge or an obstacle and you thought you were not going to get on the other side of it.
Yeah.
I got news for you tonight. You can do how many things?
All things.
Through
Christ.
that Philippians 4 and 13. Come on. We about to take it. Put a little D'Angelo anointing on it.
Sounds real good right now.
Oh,
oh, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Listen, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, me. Oh, yes, I can.
I can do
all things through Christ that strengthens me. If it's living right, I can do it.
I know I can do it.
Look at somebody, tell them. If it's walking upright,
right,
I can do it. Yes, I can.
I can
touch the sky.
I can do it.
work it.
Let strength of you all the people.
Prepare our hearts and minds with this awesome anointed woman of God, Apostle Janet Wooten, out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. And now, here is Apostle Janet Wooten. Good evening, Apostle.
Good afternoon, Reverend Kearney, and everyone out there in the NFI radio listening audience. This is the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus said in John chapter number 8 that he was the light of the world, and he that follows after him should not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And so we're just excited to come back with you on another Monday afternoon from 1 to 1:30. We want to say happy Juneteenth to those that are celebrating on today. Glory to God. And we just want to give God all the glory, honor, and the praise. And we're just so excited and thankful to God to be able to be with you on today. Again, we want to give honor to Reverend Kearney, the NFI radio station staff, to Apostle Barbara Watkins for letting us know about such a great opportunity to carry out the Great Commission, and to each and every one of you to take time out of your busy schedule to tune in to the NFI radio station number 1 with the Great Quartet Music. And all the other awesome men and women of God is breaking the bread of life. And so we're excited today about God. We're just excited about God on today. And so we want to minister to you from a word entitled Faith in Action. Faith in Action. And it's coming from a very familiar passage of scripture out of the Old Testament, out of 2 Kings chapter 4. And we know that you have read the Bible and heard the story told concerning the Shunammite woman and the prophet Elisha. We know that the prophet Elisha will often pass by her house on his way to a place called Shunem. And so the Bible says that she constrained him at times to come in and eat bread with her. And every time he passed by, this was something that she would do. And so in the process of time, she began to perceive that he was a holy man of God that passed by them continually. So she talked to her husband and asked if she build on a little chamber on the side of their house for him so that whenever he came by, he would have a place to come in and to rest. Mm-hmm. And so inside of that chamber, they put in a bed, a table, a stool, a candlestick, and everything that he would need. And so in the process of time, he called for her to come, and he asked her what was it to be done for her, because he wanted to reward her for her act of kindness towards him. Because one thing about it, when we are a blessing to God, by blessing the men and women servants of God and blessing the people of God, and what you make happen for somebody else, God will turn around and make happen for you. And so when he began to question her, she said to him, you know, I really don't need anything because I'm amongst my own people. And, you know, in the beginning of the text, it described her as a great woman, meaning that, you know, she had money. She was amongst her own people. And to a degree, she didn't have anything that she needed him to petition anyone for. And this is 2 Kings chapter number 4, starting at verse number 8. But it was Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, that told him that she had no husband and that her husband was, she had no child, excuse me, and her husband was of an old age. And so the prophet began to prophesy to her and let her know, by this time, according to the time of life, that next year she will be holding a child. And sure enough, what the words of the prophet came to pass. And so in the mix of it, as years went by, one day while the child was out in the field with his father, he began to scream, my head, my head. And he told the people to take the child to his mother. And there he sat on her lap until noon, and the child passed. And so this is where we'll pick up the message, faith in action. Because when God gives you what you didn't ask for, we have to believe that he is well able to sustain what it is that he gave you, that he was able to keep it for you. So in this particular situation, this particular circumstance, the Shunammite woman wanted to be a blessing to the man of God, the prophet Elisha, and she had the means, the substance to do so. And so because she was a blessing to the prophet, she received a prophet's reward. So she desired to be a blessing, and she gave to him, and God gave to her, which was the child. But however, what happens when what you didn't ask for is given to you, and you done got used to hearing the pitter-patter of the child's feet, and she had gotten used to hearing the voice of the child call her mother and everything. She had gotten used to the giggles and the cries and the getting up and the feedings, and she had gotten used to the promise that was given unto her. But now what happens when you done gotten used to what you didn't ask for, and it seems like the promise dies? It seems like the promise is about to be taken away from you. It seems like the promise is going in the opposite direction of what it is that you were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when it seems like the promise, oh my God, is about to be lost? It seems like the promise is dying right before your very eyes. It seems like the promise,
mm-hmm,
glory be to God, is working against you instead of for you. And so I like what the Shunammite woman did, because everything she did showed her faith in action. Even from the very beginning, when she decided to call this man of God in to come in to break bread with her and her husband, then when she made the decision with her husband to build on a little room, a chamber, unto her house to accommodate him. And, you know, she didn't even know who he was, because the Bible said that she perceived that he was a great man of God and he was a holy man of God. That's what it says in verse number 9 of 2 Kings chapter number 4. And so when we look at all these things, her faith was in action from the very beginning. But I like what the things that she did after. It seems like the promise that was given unto her, the thing that she did not ask for, but she simply did what Jesus said to do in Matthew chapter number 6, that, you know, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all things are be added unto you. So she sought the Lord. She sought the presence of God because she wanted this man of God to turn into her house and to commune there, to rest there. Uh-huh. So she sought after being a blessing. She sought after God. And that's what Matthew 6 tells us, to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. That God knows what you have a need of even before you ask him. And so that is what this Shunammite woman did. And so I like the other things that she did, because number one, when the child died, she did not accept what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that the child died right in her lap, right in her very arms. And she saw this, but she did not accept what it was that her eyes physically saw. Because the Bible says that she took the child and she carried the child up into the room that she had built on for the prophet, for the man of God, and that she laid him on the bed. Uh-huh. And the next thing she did, the second thing was, she shut the door. She didn't let no one know that the child had died. She didn't even tell her husband. He sent the child sick to her, but he did not know that the child had died. She didn't hold any conversation. She didn't call anybody. She didn't rehearse what it was she was going through. She didn't rehearse her situation or her circumstance with anyone. She didn't tell anybody. She didn't ask, what do you think I ought to do? She knew what to do. She gave the child back to God. She carried the child up and put the child on the bed, and she shut the door. Oh, glory to God. The next thing that she did was she broke all tradition when she made up in her mind to go see the prophet, and it wasn't the Sabbath day. Because when she asked her husband to send her a rider, her husband said unto her, wherefore will you go and bother the man of God? It is not the Sabbath day. It is neither new moon. But she said to her husband, it shall be well. That's the next thing she did. She began to speak her faith. She said, it shall be well. Meaning everything is going to be all right. She wasn't worried about the backlash that she might receive for going to the man of God, and it was not the Sabbath day. You remember that we talked to you about the woman that was bound together on last week, that went into the tabernacle in the synagogue where Jesus was teaching, and Jesus sought to lay hands on her, and she was healed, and how the owner of the tabernacle got upset and said that you shall bring people that need healing the other 6 days, or not on the Sabbath day. But Jesus said, glory be to God, should not this daughter, who is a daughter of Abraham, not be healed on the Sabbath day? And Jesus could say that because he was Lord of the Sabbath. Well, glory to God. So here we are. We have this Shunammite woman. She's not worried about the backlash or worried about what may take place, because she's going to the man of God, and it's not the Sabbath day. But she told him to saddle the donkey and said to the servant, don't you slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. In other words, she said, I don't care how rough it gets. I don't care how bumpy the road is. I don't care what obstacles we may run into along the way. Don't you slack up from driving just because I'm on board. I need you to go as hard as you can because I need to get there. I'm going to stay this course right here because I am determined to get to the man of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And this is a point for us today. All the points that's being named out, that regardless of how rough the road is, you have to hold on to your most holy faith. Your faith has got to stay in action. Your faith has got to stay steadfast, and you got to be unmovable. Glory be to God. You cannot be shaken by what's going on around you. You cannot be affected by what people are going to say, how people are going to think about you, what people are going to do towards you, but you must keep your focus on the Lord. You must stay the course in this hour and in this season that we are living in, when so many people are falling by the wayside. We've got so many Christians, so many in the body of Christ today that are compromising. So many in the body of Christ today that are saying, I feel some sort of way. So many in the body of Christ today that's losing hope, that's losing their faith. And we know that the Bible tells us that there should be a great falling away. And in so many ways, we're seeing such a thing take place before our very eyes right now. Glory be to God. It seems like the body of Christ, they don't have the Holy Ghost boldness to stand up to the things that's going on in the world today, the things that's going on in their communities, in their homes. It seems like people are losing their faith. They're losing their focus. They're losing their hope because they are focused on what's going on around them, and they're so overwhelmed by the attacks of the enemy. Excuse us. But we come here today, glory be to God, to let you know that your faith has got to be in action in such a time as this, in the season that we're in right now, that God is raising up a remnant of people that are mature in him, that will continue to hold up the bloodstained banner, that will continue to keep their faith and their trust and their hand in his hand, and continue to hold on to his unchanging hand and to trust him in the mix of what is going on. Even down to my mother used to say, even down to when you can't even track or trace him, but still trust in him. Have the mindset that Job had, that though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Glory be to God. And so we look at this Shunammite woman now. The Bible says that she was coming and he recognized her. The prophet Elisha did. And he sent Gehazi to meet her. He said, yonder is that Shunammite woman. Go and see, is everything all right? Because the fierceness of the riding of the horsemen, glory to God, was an indication that something was going on. But when she got to Gehazi, even down to again, she just said to him, it is well. She continued to speak her faith. It is well. Because her business was with the prophet. Her business was not with anyone else but the prophet. And when she got to the prophet, she stretched her hands out to catch him by the feet. And Gehazi went to push her away, but he said, leave her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me. And she began to say, did I not tell you? Do not fool me. Did I not Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? So he told Gehazi, go take my staff and go lay the staff on the child's face. Don't talk to nobody. Don't be held up by anybody else, because I got you on assignment, and I need you to make sure you go do what I tell you to do. But she still did not settle for that. She said, uh-uh, you have to come back with me. Glory be to God. It's you that I want to come. She was not slighting Gehazi in no way, shape, form, or fashion. But she said, it is you that I got business with. Hadabo Shataya. She let him know that, you know, I'm not going to move anywhere until you come back with me. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, he was let known that the child was not breathing. So the prophet went back to the house and laid himself upon the bed, upon the young man, and he shut the door. Glory be to God. And twice he did this thing, and he got up and prayed. And the next time the life came back in the child. But we're here to let you know on today, glory be to God, hallelujah, that number one, that she showed her faith in action, that the faith that you have has got to be in action in such a time as this, and what it is that we are going through and we are facing today. There's so many people who back up against the wall, and the attacks of the enemy has intensified. The attacks have been great. But we're here to let you know that God is greater. Oh, glory be to God. So hold on to your most holy faith in him. And number one, be like the Shunammite woman that showed her faith in action. Do not accept the report of the enemy. It's the report of the Lord that we must believe. It's his word that we must live by. And it is his word that is forever settled in heaven and what we must stand on in such a time as this. The next thing is, glory be to God. There come a time when you got to break tradition. There come a time when you got to do the opposite of what you think you know. You got to do the opposite of what it is that you've been doing if you're seeking a different result. Glory be to God. If you want things to change, if you want things to be different, then you cannot miss the shift that is taking place in this season and in this hour. There are some people that have become complacent and comfortable in the position that they're in what they're in. But you have to dare to step out on faith, to step outside of the box. God is not in a box. He cannot be contained in a box. Though scripture says that even the heaven and the earth cannot contain all of him. So why do you think that you can fit him in your box and take him out to suit your needs and take him out concerning your situation? You can't do that. You got to be willing to break tradition, the tradition you have in your life. Glory be to God. This woman was willing to break the tradition that was set by man, that you don't go unless it's the Sabbath day. And then they turn around and said, on the Sabbath day, don't come to be healed. But she was willing to step out of the box, and she went to the man of God, and it was not the Sabbath day. The next thing is, you have to begin to speak your faith even before you see results. She began to say, it shall be well. She didn't discuss it or talk about it, because a lot of time when you talk to people, people will discourage you. People will lead you in the different direction that you already know you need to go. For example, you know, our time is running out. My sister had a Juneteenth celebration where the only thing we did, we came together and we ate, and we did some Black history trivia about our history, about Juneteenth. And there was a question on the quiz, and I had the answer, but the people around were saying, oh, that can't be the answer because of this, that, and the other. So I went with the majority. But how many of you know that the answer that I had was the right answer? So that's why you cannot go by the majority, regardless of what people are saying. You've got to be willing to stand flat-footed and firm on what it is that's spoken unto you. She said, it shall be well. The next thing is, you got to give the whole situation over unto the Lord, because only God can fix it. Only God can do it. That's why the Bible tells us to cast our cares upon him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you got to trust God in this season and in this hour. And your faith has to be in action. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the word on today. We thank you for another opportunity to break the bread of life, God. And we're praying, God, that this won't be the last time, oh God. We're praying, Father, in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus, Lord, that, Lord, you will make provision for the vision that was given, God, in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. And, Father, you will meet your people right where they are today, God. Whatever they're standing in need of, God, we know your hands have already provided. For great is God's faithfulness, oh God, towards us, God, in the matchless and powerful name of Jesus, Lord. That, Father, we will put our faith in action, God, as we stand upon your word and your will and your way, God, because your word is what we should live by. Your word is forever settled in heaven. We will stand upon our watch, God, and we will hold on to our most holy faith, which is in you. We love you, and we thank you, God. It's in your name we pray. It's in your name we believe. Amen. We're just thankful to God today for to be able to come back with you, and we're going to ask you, glory be to God, that to be a blessing to us as we stand in need of a blessing. Glory be to God. It'd be a blessing to this broadcast. No man can pay for the word of God, but the word is free. We just ask you that if it has made a difference in your life, we just ask you, please, ma'am, please, sir, those of you that feel led by the Spirit to be a blessing, to you could send that blessing to the NFI radio station and make it on behalf of to turn on the light broadcast. But nevertheless, we come up here because we care, we love you, we want to see you live the best life, which is the blessed life. In Jesus' name, we want souls to be saved, we want hearts to be changed, minds renewed, because this is a fixed fight, but the battle is already won. So we're just excited about being able to come back with you. And we thank God for each and every one of you that have tuned in to the Turn of the Light broadcast all these years, all these Mondays, all these times. It's truly been a blessing to us and for and an honor. Glory be to God. And we love you. Continue to have a blessed day in him. If you are off for Juneteenth, if you are having any type of celebration, we are praying for God's divine protection over you and your family. Glory be to God over you. There's so many things taking place, but we know that God is still in control. God to bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
Come on. All of these songs we keep singing, all of this praise we keep bringing, yeah. When it's all said and done, yeah, we just want you to come.
Hey!
These hands we keep raising, these prayers we keep praying, when it's all said and done, yeah, we just want you to come. Here's our prayer, Lord. Let it go.
Get out the way today. We move ourselves out of the way. Oh, somebody, make that your prayer.
God, your people cry out today that we want to get out of the way. We cry out with a heart of repentance that we're moving out of your way. We tried so many other ways. We just wanted your way. Oh my God, we just wanted your way. We just wanted your way. There's no other way. So we throw away our agendas. We lay aside all of our pride. With a heart of repentance, we are moving out the way. We are moving out your way. Throw away our agendas. That's what we're doing. Lay aside all of our pride. With a heart of simple. Somebody pray that. Say, all we want is you to move. Yeah. All we want is you to move. That's all we want today. All we want. All we want is you to move. Lord, all we want.
All we want is you to
move. When you move, peace comes in. All we want.
All we want is you to move.
When you move, joy comes in. All we want.
All we want. Yeah.
'Cause when you move, love comes in. All we want. When you move, we find justice. All we want. See, all we want is you. Let it fall, let it fall, let your glory fall, let it fall, let it fall, let it fall, let your glory fall, let your glory fall. Oh, let
tried so many other moves. All we wanted you to move. We will move when you move. Oh my God, just wanna be in sync with you. Hallelujah. 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 You get the glory. Hallelujah. You get the praise. Hallelujah. You get the glory. Hallelujah. You get the praise. Hallelujah. Forever you get the glory. Hallelujah. God, you get it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
you get the glory.
You get the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
you get the praise.
You get praise.
When the healing comes,
hallelujah.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
When the freedom comes,
you
get the praise.
You get the praise.
When the justice comes,
hallelujah.
You get the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
you get the praise.
Nobody else for you.
Hallelujah.
Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you.
Hallelujah.
Nobody else for you. Cause when the peace comes,
hallelujah,
you get the glory. When the love comes,
you get the
glory. You get the glory.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
Out of my life.
You get the glory.
Out of my life.
You get the glory.
Out of my life.
You get the glory.
In every situation.
You get the glory.
Every miracle.
You get the glory.
Every time.
You get the glory.
Nobody else for you.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get the praise.
You get the praise.
Y'all got a special invitation to come and go with me to the promised land.
the promised land. How many y'all going with me when I go?
Thank you. How many people in here know that there are people that are in the world, you know, we complain about our circumstance all the time, but there are people in the world who are less fortunate than us. And sometimes they need a helping hand, you know. There are people all over the country that are homeless, you know, and you should help them out, you know. Give them something, you know, but be careful when you give them something, though, because sometimes them people try to trick you. Like the other day, a man helped me to something. He let me realize, you know, I was pulling up in the gas station, you know, I pull up, I'm about to go in and get my $1.50 worth of gas, you know. Oh, I'm the only one? Stop me if I'm lying. Now, time be hard. I just need enough to get home. Get that $1.50 worth of gas. I'm getting ready to go in. And this old man, you know, I noticed was walking up to me. So you know how y'all do. And he walked up here. Hey, bro, let me talk to you. I said, go on, man. I ain't got it, man. Go on now. Quit playing. Go on. He said, man, hold on. Hold on, man. I ain't come to beg you for no money. I'm going to challenge you for it. I said, how you going to challenge me for my money? He said, look here. I'm going to ask you a question. And if you answer it right, I'm going to give you 3 chances to answer this question. If you get it right, I'll give you $2. But if you get it wrong, you got to give me $5. So I'm looking at this man saying, you know, I'm an educated brother. It ain't no question that this brother can think of that I can't answer. Plus, you know, I need some extra money for some gas. So, I say, go ahead, brother. Ask me the question then. Go ahead. He say, brother, what is the strongest nation in the world? I say, the strongest nation in the world? Me being a proud black Afro-American man from Africa, the motherland, I say Africa. That's the strongest nation in the world. He said, you big dummy, that's a continent. You got 2 more chances. So I say, strongest nation in the world, strongest nation in the world. Got to be a place with a lot of people and a lot of life. A lot of people and a lot of buildings. A lot of people and a lot of technology. China, that's the strongest nation in the world. They smart and they got a lot of people. He said, wrong again. Yeah, I say, well, strongest nation in the world. I start getting nervous, y'all. I say, strongest nation in the world. Why I ain't think of it before? We standing right here in it. Land of the free, home of the brave. United States of America. That's the strongest nation in the world. He said, wrong, wrong, wrong again. I said, well, brother, if you so smart, you tell me what's the strongest nation in the world. He said, brother, the strongest nation in the world is a dope nation. Give me my $5. He wasn't lying either. That's the strongest nation, the dope nation.
Check it out, y'all.
I've been counting my lies.
I'm tired and I wanna give up.
I've been wondering why.
Why's the world getting so crazy?
Still somehow I believe.
Come too far to die now.
Always survive.
If you're a survivor, get up.
Let's go.